Politicians are like, you remember high school biology, amoeba? You put a light here and the amoeba go over here, right? You put the light over there, you can move them over here. They don't have, I'm not joking, they have no personal feelings. Let me prove it to you. See how good students of history you are. Remember George Wallace? Remember him? Okay. Do you know that the first time he ran for office, he ran as the NAACP candidate? Did you know that? Please look it up if you doubt what I'm saying. He ran, he lost, and he said, oh, I get it, and he put on a robe and a sheet and a hood, and he was successful. Do I know that George Wallace is, you know, a miserable maggot? Certainly. But do I know that he's a racist? I don't know that. I don't know that. He was going to go wherever the light drove him. Don't you think politicians drive to the state house drunk and then pass legislation that Mothers Against Drunk Driving advocated? Because it's a deliverable block of votes. And there's never been one. There's never been one for children. You know, I tried this once. I gave a speech in Oakland. It's a huge room full of people. And the price of admission was, I mean, it wasn't said so on the ticket, but the price of admission really was, I'm committed to job protection. That's my issue. So I constructed this perfect political candidate for job protective issues. And I listed all the things this candidate was going to do if elected. I said, how many would vote for him? Every hand went up. I said, okay, let me flesh him out a little bit, all right? He's gay. Some of the hands went down. I said, okay, wait, it's not gay. He's heterosexual. In fact, he's so heterosexual that in addition to his wife, he has a couple of girlfriends. Some of the hands went down. I said, he's a Roman Catholic. Some of the hands went down. I said, he's a Jew. Some of the hands went down. I said, he's totally in favor of affirmative action. Some of the hands went down. I said, he's a racist. Some of the hands went down. You know the end of the story. When I was done, there wasn't one hand standing because everybody had issues that no matter what they said, whatever their rhetoric was more important to them than what they said was most important, which was protecting children. That's been the history of American politics. I'll prove it to you again. When's the last time women voted in America as a bloc? Clearly not. Clearly not. Ask Phyllis Schlafly. Clearly not. It would have passed if they had. No? Beg pardon? Nope. Although, more women voted for him than not. But I mean as a bloc. I mean as a bloc that was so strong that it terrorized Congress into passing legislation that was cataclysmic. That's it. That's the one. The child labor laws that you all take for granted were not part of American history. Our history was children were owned property and you could chain them to a workbench legally. Women got the vote, and the next thing you know, like by magic, we had child labor laws. Because it was the one issue that women in this country seemed totally united on. There was no constituency against it. But women haven't voted as a bloc since. I mean, you don't believe women are united about the issue of abortion, right? I mean, you can't believe that. Completely split. Block voting's got a long history in America, but it's been a long time since it's been a real block. There's pockets. So you have the gun people, or you have the anti-abortion people, or you have the environmental people. I'll tell you something else. George Bush may be nuts enough to start a war, but he's not crazy enough to cut Social Security. He wouldn't dare. They would come for him. They might come in walkers, but they would come for him, and they would take him out. He would have no chance. You don't mess with the AARP. And they don't have a whole lot of issues. You know, my dad was telling, my dad's like a rabid member. He called me up one time. He says, you know what these sons of bitches are trying to pass in the legislature? I said, what now, Pop? You know. He says, they want everybody over 80 to be tested for a driver's license. It's those miserable fascists, you know. I said, you know, Pop, it's a public safety issue. He says, what, you're an ageist. He's got it all down, see? And his group, the AARP, they're united. They're not going for this crap about testing people just because they're like 106. They should be allowed to drive. So they have no other, and you see, guess what? Politicians don't want to mess with them. They don't want to mess with them because it's the one thing. It's not the ethics of the issue. It's not the morality of it. It's the deliverable block of votes. When children get that, then you see change. Not before. Not before.